from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
We made another podcast episode for you. So welcome to it.
That's right. What a little treat. I have a shout out actually on the potty.
Mm-hmm.
Big Dave.
Big Dave.
Dave-o. You know when you wake up in the morning, we start quite late here at work. You wake up in the morning, you have a slow morning. You might be going to the gym or something, right? I live on the sixth floor of a block of units. And I woke up in the morning and I had to go to the shops. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. It was 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes aren't really awake. And I've got headphones in. And I've just like put on a hoodie and stuff. And I've got out of the front door. I've hopped in the lift.
Mm-hmm.
The lift had two guys in it. I've got in the lift. I've got sunnies on. I got a hood on. You know, headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
I get a tap on the shoulder. You the mate? Are you the guy from the radio?
Oh, Big Dave. Like,
I did not want to see anybody, talk to anybody. But of course, when, you know, somebody notices you, you switch on.
Yeah.
So I went from zero to hero.
Oh.
And I went, g'day, man. Yeah, I am. Good pick. Thanks for listening. Blah, 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 blah. Met him. He was in the building fixing windows in the apartment. He said, I'm going to be here all day, mate, listening to you in the afternoon, you and Ellie. You say hi to Ellie for me. I went, no problem, I will.
Oh, hey, so, Dave-o.
Big shout out to Big Dave. Oh, I'm calling him Big Dave. I'm guessing.
Oh, is his name Dave?
His name's just Dave.
Okay.
But he was really tall, so okay. I'm calling him Big Dave.
We can call him Big Dave. Absolutely.
And I don't know exactly what the company is, but he does something with windows.
Yeah, right.
So shout out to Big Dave-o.
Does he listen to the podcast or just the show, do you think?
Probably just the show. So this may be a waste of time, actually.
Well, if you see him again.
It was one of those moments where you're just like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
And the one, like, it's the elevator of my home.
Yeah.
And I got recognized.
Yeah.
I mean, first world problems. But anyway, shout out to big old Dave.
Well, if we're doing shout out to my neighbor, Alan, who's a lovely man, who said he'd never listened to CFM before and now does.
Okay. Ouch. But thanks for listening.
We got one.
We got one, everybody.
Big Al.
Yes, and Big Dave-o.
And Big Dave-o. Yep. All right.
Maybe we should do the phone topic. Is your nickname Big and then just your name?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from, you know, Big Trent.
Big Trent.
See how big these guys are.
Would a chick call up for that?
No. Big Doris is not calling through.
Big Eileen.
Enjoy the episode, everybody.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Me, Ellie, the Ellie part of this show.
Yeah.
Walking out the door now.
See you, Ellie.
Yeah, catch her.
Bye.
I know, I'll be back for another pump, kids.
Yeah, you've done a lot of work today. 3:10. 10 minutes. See you, Chains.
I know, I'll be back for another pump, kids, okay?
Bye. So enjoy if you're 12 your masaka tonight or whatever's for dinner.
And you want to play under the pump, kids, then stick around. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, somebody really sexy's walking
yo,
in Sunny
yo,
Coast.
Yo.
Oh, my gosh.
It's DJ E-Chain.
No, international rapper.
No, no, no. I'm the cousin of international rapper E-Chain. There's many of us.
E-Bane of my existence,
no,
I think. That's her name, isn't it?
Wicker, wicker, wicker DJ E-Chain. And the reason that I've come in today...
Where's Ellie gone?
...is because I've been listening to the Ellie and Taz show and I've noticed something that you, Taz, have been doing on the air since we began. Since you and Ellie began, sorry. I forget which one I am.
Being relatable and funny.
No, you care to venture any more guesses or?
Really smart. Correcting you when you make a mistake. Sorry, correcting Ellie when she makes a mistake.
Ellie's perfect. Don't be silly. Don't be ridiculous. No, there's a noise that you make and you often do it when you're asking the under the pump questions. I think it's to kind of get yourself ready or when you're thinking. Is this ringing any bells?
No, I don't know what it is.
Often you'll go, into the microphone. You'll do a big exhale. So I've been collecting them.
No.
For the last few months. And I've put them all together. So have a listen to just them by themselves.
Hey.
Honestly, it sounds like it's windy in here.
You've gone
bright red.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Yep, that's the sound.
That's a real live one. Oh, that's a live one for you.
So I thought, what can we do with this? Because you know how, like, on TikTok and stuff, DJs are remixing things left, right,
can
and
we put it in the weather to indicate, like, level of wind?
We could,
Do some sort of wind report.
Yeah. When there's a marine wind warning.
It's like Category 1 cyclone. But then Category 2 would be...
Yeah.
I could do, you know, number
could
of...
Be. Could be.
Category.
You're well practiced. But that's a bit boring, Taz. So I thought, there's a well-known song that could use your sound effects. So this is the original, right? The song's called Whistle. You might know it.
Yep.
It's by Flo Rida.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great
Absolute
song.
Absolute banger of a song.
I hope nobody ruins it for me by maybe slightly changing some of the lyrics slash sound
look,
effects.
I just thought we'd Tazify it. Here we go. Have a listen. Oh, Tazzy, honestly. You're going to go viral, mate. Okay.
That's a great one.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We want to hear from you this afternoon, Sunny Coast. 545-11919. Who is the individual on the Sunny Coast given incredible customer service, making your day whenever you see them, no matter the industry?
Mm.
We want to hear from you, those people that are going above and beyond.
Yeah, we want to spread a bit of feel good because there's not enough of feel good in the world right now. But I, on the weekend, went somewhere on the Sunny Coast and realised that every time I leave this place, I leave feeling happy because every interaction I have with anyone who works there is always so pleasant.
Oh, you've got a compliment for the entire team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have never been to the Budrum Resource Recovery Centre, aka the TIP, and received bad service. And you talk to like five different people when you go there, right?
Because
you get the person who greets you.
The weighbridge, yada yada. Yep.
They tell you where to go. They help you unload your cardboard if you've got cardboard. Then you go to the weighbridge and you have a chat there. Then you go through to the tip and you have a chat to the person there.
Yep.
And every single person I spoke to was just the happiest. Just the nicest. And I've been to the TIP maybe four times. I don't think you're supposed to call it TIP anymore, actually. The Resource Recovery Centre.
Right.
And every time it's the same and it's different people. I'm like, you guys, I want to come to your Christmas party.
Do you think they're just like they're looking around and going, gee, it's just garbage here?
Well, I mean, technically you'd think that, right? You'd think, you know, you're surrounded by other people's rubbish.
Yes.
Maybe you'd be sad, but nah.
And, you know, people are just arriving going, here's some more of my garbage. Like you're literally giving them your trash.
Yeah.
And they're going, no problem, we'll take it.
Oh,
you know what? Maybe they see somebody like you and they go, maybe she's throwing away a TV that's actually fine and we can resell it.
It's funny you say
they
that.
They see you and they go, what a sucker.
Because all the cardboard I had to throw out from my house wouldn't fit in my car. So I may have borrowed the CFM car and rocked up in there. And the guy's like, hey, you got any freebies for me?
Yeah.
I was like,
do you want to give us a shout out?
Cardboard if you want it. No, I paid full price.
Just don't call us the TIP.
Yeah, I know. Oh, sorry.
Don't call us the TIP.
The Resource Recovery Centre. Honestly, shout out to the team there if they're listening.
Let's go to Baringa. Loz, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good, Loz. Who do you want to give a little shout out to service-wise this afternoon?
There's a young man that works at the G Free Donut at Virginia. I've been there twice.
Yeah.
Both times, he is just pure customer service sunshine.
Oh. Did you say the donut place?
Yeah, the gluten-free donut place.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just, I was there on Sunday and he is just so nice. He was like, how's your day? I'm like, good. And he's like, I mentioned that I had kids. He's like, oh, how many kids do you have? How old are they? He didn't need to ask that, but he was just sunshine.
Oh.
He's wonderful.
I'm like tearing up right now.
I'm hungry for some donuts.
I just, it's so but, small, but it makes such a difference, right?
And I went and told all my friends that afternoon about how wonderful he was, and word of mouth is so important.
Yeah.
Totally, 100%. Going above and beyond, and it didn't take much out of his day, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that extra 10%, and it's made your day, obviously, to call the radio station a couple of days later.
Exactly. I hope he's listening.
Oh, I hope he's listening too. Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for getting involved. And let's keep these calls coming. Let's keep spreading this love this afternoon.
545-11919. Who is going above and beyond? You'll be going in the draw for those Twisters movie tickets as well.
I got another one. Gemma and Gareth from Espresso and Emporio.
Oh,
the cafe just down the road from here.
The best.
Oh, great service. We love it.
I was in Kmart the other day. Sunshine Plaza. I hope he's listening. Young kid, 17, 18, pretty tall. He was up there with me. But he was using madams and sirs and asking how your day was. And he was super polite. And I went, hang on a second, am I in Kmart or am I somewhere else? Am I in Noosa?
Yeah.
But he was, yeah, phenomenal customer service. He absolutely made my day. And, you know, you only interact with them for a minute max.
Yeah.
But he was lovely. So if you know who you are, I don't remember your name. But if you are that guy or you know him, then, yeah, give him a pat on the back because he was superb.
Absolutely. Let's keep the feel-good coming. We'll go to Suzanne from Brightwater. You want to give someone a shout-out, Suzanne?
So, you know, I've moved to Brightwater from Noosa.
Yep.
And just around the corner, there's this little convenience store in there called Marley's. And every time you walk in there, the owner, I don't know if his name's Marley, but anyway, he yells out, hello! And the funniest thing, and you sort of go, oh, hi. But my mother has just moved in with us for a little while, and she keeps saying to me, you know your friend? And I'm like, what? She goes, you know your friend in that shop? I'm like, Mama, he's not my friend. I don't know him. She goes, but he's very friendly. Like, she's done it 10 times. I'm like, okay, but yeah, that's how friendly he is. He's really nice.
Oh, I love that.
Can we get the hello again, Suzanne?
Hello.
Hello.
It's like that. You're like, hi.
Should we start answering the phone like that? Like, hello, CFM, when people call us?
That is good. Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Makes me smile.
It's very Mrs. Doubtfire, isn't it?
Hello.
Hey, Suzanne, we got a double pass to our Twisters preview screening for you. Congratulations.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my friend. We'll see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Don't miss this action-packed cinematic event film that is only to be seen on the big screen VMAX. Twisters at Event Cinemas July 11.
Good on you, Suze. This is CFM.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Australia's greatest sporting rivalry is back. State of Origin. And to celebrate, we've teamed up with the Sands Tavern.
Next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, a week. Is it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, so next Wednesday we're doing an Origin Watch Party and Sunny Coast, you could be there. We're giving away double passes right now. 545-11919. I want to talk to Queensland fans. I want to talk to Blues fans. If you and a mate want to come down, cheer on your team, and be surrounded by like-minded Sunny Coasters, then these are the tickets for you.
I want to talk to some Blues fans because everyone we've spoken to so far has been staunch Queenslanders.
Not a word I expected on the Ellie and Taz Drive Show this afternoon.
Well, they are. They're staunch.
But you just hung up on a listener.
No, I mean, they obviously rang and then they were like, oh, gosh, I'm not a New South Welshman. But that's okay. Tamara from Montville, I'll try you again. Hello, you're live on the radio.
Yeah, how are we doing?
Well, thank you. Would you call yourself a Maroons fan or a Blues fan?
Yeah, the Blues.
Hang up on us.
I wanted to pick you up, Tamara. hey, you want to come watch the game with us on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, count me in.
Beautiful. We'll have some food for you. We'll have a drink or two and we'll have Taz being depressed because Queensland lost.
Oh, good luck with that. Thank you very much. Tamara, who are you bringing with you?
Probably my friend James.
Oh, is she a Blues fan as well?
Sorry. No, you're right.
I heard James.
I don't think he is, no.
Okay, fair enough.
It's been a rivalry.
That's okay, we can convert.
Mate first mate, state first state.
So true.
Love it, Tamara. Let's go down the line now to Sippy Downs. We've got Mark or Marky. G'day, mate.
How you going, buddy?
Good, man. You're live on the radio. You want to come down and see us next week at the State of Origin Watch Party?
Yeah, I'm bringing your son with me.
Oh, beautiful little father-son bonding experience. And
We're both Blues.
Hiya! Oh,
get out of here. You can do the rest of this radio
Finally,
show.
Finally, we are filling up this room with the right colour. Taz has just thrown his headphones down.
Queensland.
Typical.
So he should after what he said about Luai as well.
Yeah, exactly. He called Luai a grub earlier on the show. What a dirty dog. He's literally left the studio now, and I couldn't be happy about it, to be honest, Mark. It's just you and me running the show.
Yep.
Oh, now he's come
Beautiful.
Calling back.
No,
well, Mark, I will see you there wearing your blue next Wednesday, okay?
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, buddy. And Sunny Coast, if you want to come too, there's still plenty of more spots to give away. It's going to be an awesome night at the Sands Tavern. So make sure you're listening to The Big Breakfast with Foz and Brooke in the morning or again with us tomorrow.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast is a sick of the Nicklin way. We're driving it all day long on CFM. It's Ellie and Taz's Nicklin Way Marathon.
Some say it can't be done, and they're probably right. Some are calling us bonkers.
Do you know what we just figured out earlier today? We're getting in this car for 12 hours, right? We could legitimately drive from the Sunshine Coast to Sydney.
Yeah, we could. We're not going to get past Caloundra's roundabout, though. We're going to go from Jessica Boulevard to Caloundra and back. Over and over and over. Can we get the perfect run? Can we miss every single green?
Oh, would that be the perfect run in a different way? You know, like the run of reds and the perfect run of greens?
I wonder how long it's going to take us in the maximum amount of traffic. 5 o'clock or whatever it is, the worst time of the day. We'll be able to tell you what it is because Sunny Coast, we'll do it all day. We're going to keep all the stats from every run, all the red lights that we catch or miss. And collate it all for you next week.
What would be the most impressive feat if we were to do a perfect run of yellows?
Oh! The ambers.
Wouldn't that be incredible? You'd have to try that at like 1 a.m., wouldn't you?
Drive slowly, wait for the green. And although some of them would stay green on the Nicklin Way until the car pulled up.
Oh.
You'd have to set up cars. Anyway, it's too
big. That happens.
We're going into fantasy at this point in time. So this Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, you and I in a car. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to spend in a car. Mm-hmm. We're going to get pretty bored.
We're going to get so bored. We're going to be swapping drivers regularly, keeping our caffeine intake up. So we're going to be safe about it, but we need a bit of entertainment. We need a way to keep ourselves alive.
Somewhere to pass the time. That's what we want. Road trip games. Mm. Sunny Coast, 545-11919. As a kid, we all remember hopping in the car with our mum and dad before technology and iPads and mobile phones and playing road trip games. What was it for you when you were a kid? 545-11919.
For me and my family, it was you go through the alphabet, you start at A.
Yes.
And you have to name as many animals starting with A as you can.
Aardvark.
Until you can't go anymore. Then you have to move on to B.
Oh,
and
thrilling.
Then you get a point each time you...
Thrilling times in the Cheney household.
Alicia's in Woodford. What have you got for us? Alicia's a suggestion.
We've got two that we play in our family. The first one is the classic number plate game. The car's travelling in the same direction. You take the letters of the number plate and try and make something out of it. Like the guy in front of me right now is WSB. He'd be like, Walruses salivate violently or something.
Do they? I don't know.
What salivates violently?
I don't know about walruses.
The first one's meant to win. We played it with lollies, so you'd eat a lolly each time you won. And then the second one we love to play was you either pick a song or a movie and you just say a line out of it, the other person has to guess what it is.
That sounds right up our alley.
I like the number plate game.
Fun.
Alicia, whereabouts are you driving at the moment?
I'm driving home from work to Woodford.
What road are you on?
I'm on the Diagula Highway.
If you're on the Diagula Highway and your license plate is WSV or whatever it is,
give Alicia a little wave.
Shout out to Walruses Salivate Violently. Thank you, Alicia. Those two are great.
Yeah. Before you go, is there any other cars around? Because I want you to give us another one. Walruses.
No, because it's
a
one lane each way, so we only do ones travelling the same way. Because you've got to be really fast to get the other ones going the way. Sorry, guys.
That's fair. All right, safety first.
It's a rubbish highway. I don't know what to say.
Now, Layla has called us from Nambour. Layla, have you got a suggestion for us? What is it?
So you can play Spotto.
Spotto. Okay, I've heard about this, but the rules seem to vary from car to car. It's a little bit like backyard cricket. Layla, how do you play Spotto?
So we used to play Spotto as, like, you just find any old yellow car. It could be a work car, it could be any car, and just say Spotto. But now on the news recently, there was a Spotto, and it was the official rules of Spotto.
Mm.
So the car has to be at least 50% yellow. It must be driving. It cannot be a work car.
Yep.
And the driver has to see it.
The driver has to see it. I mean, I feel like that part's hard because if I were the driver, I'd be like, what, Taz? I didn't see it.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's right. Yeah. I was on the road. Thank you, Layla.
It's an honesty system.
I like the at least 50% yellow. Because otherwise you can get a tiny little strip of, oh, there was a yellow.
Yeah, that's fair. Layla, thank you for such detailed rules of Spotto.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go down to Simone from Markula. And she said to you off air, Tazzy, that her suggestion is not PG.
Not PG. So
who knows? Where it goes.
Yeah, where's Simone going to go with this? Road trip games, Simone. What should we play?
Okay, so we play this with my husband, obviously, not with children. It's a caravan game. And so caravans and sometimes like hybrid caravans have got these really cool names called like Explorer or Olympic. And so you just put in front of them. It's actually hilarious and it's really fun.
Explorer.
And now you know this, you will not look at a caravan's name the same ever again.
Oh, that's so good, Simone.
We are absolutely going to be doing this on Thursday.
Just not on the radio. We can't.
We'll go to Maddie from Roochador. Have you got one for us, Mads?
It's not so much a game, but if you're going to stop at, like, all the takeaways along the way, all the drive-thrus, you should get the order that the person in front of you ordered.
All right, hang on. We're writing this down. So, firstly, we're stopping at all drive-thrus, and we have to eat whatever the car in front of us has ordered.
Or you could pick out, like, put them all in a hat and pick out, like, two each, and then you're only stopping at four.
What if they get like a full family box? Or what if they're like shouting their workplace and they get a platter of cheeseburgers?
You could go to every one of them and just get a drink that the person in front of you ordered and then alternate, get food and then drink and then food. I don't know. It was just cool.
No, I love it. Have you done it before, Maddie?
No, but I see it all the time.
Okay, yes. Maddie, we're doing this as a little side adventure for us for the 12 hours. We will do every drive through, we'll visit, and we will eat whatever the car in front of us ordered.
Yes, do it and report it. Yes.
It's all thanks to you, Mads, and if it goes horribly, we're going to call you and complain.
Yeah, do it.
If we end up spending $1,000 on food on the day, we're invoicing you, okay? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Would that be a tax write-off, Tazzy? We're on work
it's
time.
A business expense. Surely. Yeah. Hand it to accounts. They'll sort that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mads.
Thanks,
love it.
Maddie.
Have a good afternoon, guys.
Oh, thanks, sister. Join us this Thursday. It's happening Sunny Coast. Our Nicklin Way Marathon. 12 hours up and down the Nicklin Way. It's going to be huge.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Let's play Bandle.
It is our favourite game of all time.
It is, except for when Bandle does us dirty. So it is an app that you can download, a website you can go to, like Wordle, but it's a song every day you have to guess, broken down into the instruments. They've done us dirty today. We're going back to the 60s.
Tazzy, a little behind the scenes, Tazzy was like, no, let's not even play it. I'm mad. It's a 60s song.
Yeah, I would rather 2000s and up, maybe 1990.
Yeah, but sometimes life gives you curveballs, Tazzy, and you have to... Yeah. Turn them into lemons,
who sings
but
curveballs?
Then turn them into lemonade. That's a well-known saying.
Okay, so we're going back to 1967 today. So Sunny Coasters listening right now, we're going to need your help. And if you can win today's Bandle, you guess the song correctly, you are going in the draw to win $100 to spend at Mooloolabar Music, drawn on Friday.
I have faith in Bandle. I think that Bandle never does us too dirty that it's not a song we'd know.
Great.
You know?
Okay, let's kick off line one. Let's just do it.
Here we go.
I'm getting struggling. Nothing from this.
All right, let's go straight to layer number two. Let's not mess around. I mean, all I think of when I think 60s is Beatles, right?
I mean, you're not wrong. 1967.
Oh!
545-11919, Sunny Coast. Give us a call if you think you know what it is. $100 to spend at Mooloolabar Music.
I got it.
Could be yours. How have you got it?
Yeah. Oh, someone else has got it too by the looks of it.
Okay.
You want to yeah. hazard a guess or you want to go to the phones?
No, I have no idea. Let's go to the phones right now. We're going to Beerwards. This is Sarah.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, she sounds chipper. She sounds like she knows.
Yeah, what's today's bandle?
It's Wonderful World.
Sarah,
oh my gosh.
That's what I thought. And I think
to myself. I'm typing it in. She's gone and done it. Well done, Sarah. Picked that up well. That has put you in the draw for $100 to spend at Malore Bar Music Drawn Friday. Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. How good. Bandle, back tomorrow, Sunny Coast.
We've got a song sleuth on our hands.
Yeah, seems like it.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
So we were talking about road trip games. We had so many calls come through. We haven't had time to get to them all. Bo in Noosa. Hello, Bo.
G'day, legends. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Now, you've got a bit of a challenge for us, Bo. Give it to us.
I do have a challenge, guys. There's obviously you're going to be extremely bored doing the hard work for us. I want you to film this and put it up and see if you can make it happen. Mm-hmm. You have to play the song Red Light, Green Light. And you have to make sure that you try and get it with the song when it says red light.
Yep.
And then time it to 100% when the light goes green to the green light of the song. That
okay.
is your challenge I set for you on Thursday.
Love it. Red light, green light. Have we got some of that to play?
Yeah, so it's the Duke Dumont song you're referring to. I've got a bit of it here. So you want us to time the lights to this.
Red light. Green light.
Green light. Great, Bo.
All right, okay. We're going to take a little iPod with us, Tazzy.
Well, I think it's 19 green lights or red lights each way. So every time we miss one, we can give it a go.
Surely one in 19 we'll be able to get it.
I'm sure you guys can make it happen. I believe in you.
Bo, your belief is why we're doing this, okay? We're not really sure we believe in ourselves. So.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing this, Bo, so I'm glad you believe, mate. Thank you for the challenge.
Enjoy, guys. Thank you.
No worries. And Sunny Coast, make sure you're listening on Thursday from 6 till 6. We're going to be doing driving up and down that silly old Nicklin way.
Can we get the perfect run and not play Bo's game in one trip?
I don't know, man.
All green lights.
That's the dream. That is
green
the
light.
Dream. Here we go.
Green light.
Now that...
Sing it. Repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Touch this.
Stop. Titbit time.
All right, I've just had some breaking news delivered to my phone about...
I hate when people use breaking news.
I know.
Is it how breaking?
It was published at 5:16 p.m.
Okay, 30 minutes. Yeah, within the hour breaking.
It's breaking-ish.
Yeah, that's fine.
The NRL teams heading to Vegas for the season opener for next year have been announced.
Wicked.
Now, we did know, we'd heard whispers of this and we thought that they'd been confirmed, right?
I thought I'd shared this as a tidbit about a month ago.
But there's a little piece of information that you didn't yet know, Tazzy, that's been announced today. So, yes, the Canberra Raiders are taking on the New Zealand Warriors.
Great.
The Penrith Panthers are taking on the Cronulla Sharks as well.
Queensland teams.
No. So they're the four NRL teams heading over.
Yep.
But the NRL has today announced that they're also making the Las Vegas Festival a four-game series.
Oh.
So they're sending a team from the Super League as well. Two teams from the Super League, the Wigan Warriors and the Warrington Wolves.
Yes.
WWWW. And a couple of women's teams as well, the Australian Gillaroos versus the England's women's team.
Awesome.
So there'll be four games in Vegas for the opening round of the NRL next year.
That's good. A hell of a lot of Aussies went over. We knew somebody that went over. Remember, we chatted to them.
I want to go if I hadn't bought a house this year,
I
would be buying tickets to Vegas. If I had any money.
Have you been before?
I have been to Vegas, for like three nights.
And it wasn't long enough.
No, it's just like, I just think being in Vegas for the NRL would be really cool. My main thing is, I just want to see that stadium. Allegiant Stadium just looks like the coolest stadium in the whole world. I love stadiums.
See, I think going to Vegas to just watch rugby league is kind of a waste of time.
Nah,
because you can
so
go
cool.
down the road. You can even go here, Sunshine Coast Stadium, and they have games.
Yeah, but it's different.
Same teams. Same players.
You'd get to have the chippies with the like at American stadiums.
Yeah.
They've got like, instead of having sauce bottles that you can just pump your sauce on,
yes.
I mean, they have them too, but they have cheese-filled bottles.
Oh, my God.
So you can pump a whole bunch of melted cheese on your chippies.
Oh, my God.
Don't get that, Suncorp.
Finish the show. I think I'm done. I'm done.
I aim high in life.
Wow.
My goals are high and my dreams are even higher. This is CFM. We're Ellie and Taz.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.